the regular meeting for June the 8th, 2015 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Rose, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bozak?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easter?
Here.
Colonel Costa?
Here.
Mayor Moore?
Here. Minutes for the May 11th meeting are in the package. Do I hear any corrections? Do I hear a motion to approve? Moved by Ms. Bozak?
I second.
Second by Mr. Rose. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works, first one is consider authorizing full payment to Holden Architects and Stewart and Company for a police station project. If you add the two amounts together, it's $215,346.46. This is the amount that will close out both contracts. There will not be any more payments to those two guys in the future, which in effect really does end the project. There are still a couple items that need to be done. I'm still working on, like, the, you know, besides these fields, I want to talk about in a minute. There's, you know, a couple of things they're still trying to tweak, but nothing major. They've made some strides since they got my letter, and they fixed a lot of things that were broken. So with that, I'll recommend you authorizing the payment and me making the payment when we're completely satisfied that everything's done. Moved by Mr. Andre, second Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion? Moved by Mr. Niesler, seconded by Mr. Andre and Mr. Rhodes. That's officious. All right, any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Okay, the next item is consider approval of final purchase orders for a police station project. Now, there were some things that were added to the project that are not, we could have taken one or two routes. We could have added them to Stewart and Company's scope, in which case Stewart and Company would add an additional fee, you know, for them handling it. Or we can do these as separate purchase orders, and I have three of them. One of them is some blinds and shades in the amount of $508. The next one is to provide and install an additional switch in the conference room and raise the pendant lights, which has already been done, in the amount of $1,103. And the third one is the signage, which we haven't seen our signs yet, even though that was the only thing I requested. And the amount of that would be $17,623.45. And I recommend approval of these three POs, and so we'll be able to pay it when you do finish. Okay. Blinds in yet? No? Okay, when they do them, then we'll pay them.
Who?
Can we do all three of them at one time, Tom? Okay, move on, Mr. Andre. Second on Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Planning and zoning. Consider variance Lakin M in Burgoyne, 2640. Audience Quarter Drive, non-compliance, section 19-6 servitude to build a patio. That's the sketch up there. The lady wants to build a 12, extend her house out by 12 feet from a patio. And the usual variance will say that if it interferes with anything we do, we can remove it, et cetera, et cetera. Move on, Ms. Bozak.
Second.
Second by both Andre and Niesler, the Bobsey twins. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. I'll have some more to say about variances later on, by the way. It's very interesting. Consider final plat showing re-subdivision of lot A-4.1 of the Lynn Pouchot tract into lots A-4.1A and A-4.1B located section 14, township 8 South, range 12 East, southeast land district west of Mississippi River, town of Brule, parish of West Baton Rouge, state of Louisiana, for Sherry Elizabeth Lopez Pouchot. That's a sketch of it there. It's been favorably recommended by the planning commission. We discussed it last week, or had very little discussion last week, but anyway. Cletus, did you make the change on the plat?
Yes, sir.
To show that, whatever that, were you supposed to change?
We're supposed to take that building line off on that lot. We'll submit those for signature.
Okay, that'd be fine. Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? I mean, discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next one is consider final plat of map showing subdivision of lot A-1-A and lot 2-A into lot TL1, TL2, and TL3 located in section 15, township 8 South, range 12 East, town of Brule, West Baton Rouge, parish southeast land district, West Baton Rouge Parish, for Travis Lemoine. That sketch is also up there, and I don't know if anything needs to be changed. I mean, it was favorably approved. He had already.
It's only a 15-foot change.
It's only. And it was favorably reported out by the planning commission and was discussed last week. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Move, Mr. Rhodes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Neesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. I would like at this time to recommend Mr. Steve Perkins to the planning and zoning commission. His term just ended, and I'd like to reappoint him. Move by Ms. Bushwell.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Finance committee, I'm not aware of anything. We can get to the budget agenda later on. Personnel committee, I would like to recommend the hiring of Robert Quatrevan. And I asked Wayne to give me the salary. I think it's 17. You know what it is? Whatever. And his start date would be July 1st. Robert came to us as a part-time employee several months ago, and he has distinguished himself as a really good employee, hard worker, thinks on his feet, good mechanical skills. He's the type of kid we can teach him to run equipment, and we can teach him to do a lot of things, and he's got the right kind of attitude. Okay, $14.42 would be the starting salary. And I would like, of course, the benefits with, if you add the benefits and all that stuff, the difference is from a part-time to a full-time is $19,000 a year. And I think it's well worth the money. Kid has the potential to stay with us for a long time, and we've got a couple of guys that are approaching retirement age and talking retirement, so it's, if you get a chance to get some money like this, I think it's impressive. So that's my recommendation. Move, Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Thank you, made a good move. Recreation committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, I haven't vetoed any yet. Hearing and final action on ordinances, general fund, 2015-16 budget. Ordinance number 4 of 2015, to make appropriations for the expenses of the town of Ruley for 2015-16, and to provide relative to the expenditures of said appropriations. And with that, I will open up a public hearing. The details of it are in the package that was distributed last week also. So if you have any questions or comments, you can do so at this time. Public hearing is open. Any comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to the council for consideration.
Did we do anything on the recreation?
Not. Let's talk about recreation. All right. Recreation, we've been very, very generous. Yep. And the town of Ruley's been very generous for many years, more before my time. I'm sure it was generous. And we no longer live in a time where you can just say, hey, here's $2,000 and I trust you, you take care of it. There's too many things going on. There's too many checks and balances, too many things that can go wrong. So a few years ago, I started offline, talking to people offline about what they had a desire to put in the recreation budget. And most of the time it was non-council, it was the other people, you know. Like somebody come and say, I have this thing and I want to do this and that. Well, through that process, I could vet those contributions. Like, I could ask things like, are you tax exempt? Exactly what are you buying? Is this something that, is this a club where, an exclusive group of kids is lined up to go play a particular sport and they want some money to go to Florida with it or whatever? And, is this a way to get around the parents having to put up their share? I got a chance to go through that stuff offline because I thought it was necessary. I still think it's necessary. And every time somebody would approach me about, you gave some money to so-and-so, and we could sure use them. That's fine. Well, I don't give the money out. The council gives it out. But what you need to do is you need to come talk to me sometime between January and April, 3 or 4 months, lay out what you want, and we'll put it in the big picture. Then we'll go through the list and we'll say, okay, this one stays, this one goes, this one stays, this one goes. So that by the time the mayor presents the budget to the council, all of that's been vetted, all of that's been taken care of. Good, let me give you the best example, the one example everybody will understand the most. Last year, Randall Bluegay, star Super Bowl guy, great student, icon in the town of Ruley, he comes to see me like in February. Mr. Joy, we want to start back up the Ruley Bears. The Ruley Bears were a feeder program for the elementary school, which eventually fed to the high school. It was a great program. Wayne Delapas used to coach, and in some kind of way, over the years, it kind of just like faded out. It just kind of faded. Well, you get a guy like Blue with his reputation and all that stuff, and he's willing to put up the time to do it himself. He's going to be the commissioner. He's going to run the whole show. He says, we really want to say, fine. Well, I think that's a good way to do it. And we know, well, what do you want? He said it's going to take X number of dollars to equip each child with football equipment, okay? Pants, shoulder pads, helmet, whatever a uniform is. Okay, that's a tangible thing, like this gavel here, something the town of Ruley can say, we know for sure the kids are using that. We know that for sure. We're not giving no cash money to nobody. They're gonna go to a store, they're gonna send us a list of how many shoulder pads and three different age groups and there's different sizes and stuff. So we put up a sizable amount of money last year. Was it $9,000 we put up. Okay. Well, so this year I waited around my office, in the ceiling. I begged everybody to come see me. You come see me. Well, I had three people step forward and they're already in the budget. And he said, so I asked him the right questions and what are you buying? How come the parents can't provide it? It said, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. That's why you see the paltry little number in this budget. There's nothing there. Well, we had our meeting Monday night, and since Monday night, I've had the cheerleaders call me. I've had Joey Mancuso say he wants air conditioning for the concession stand. Anatole says, called me, he said, well, we can count on you for the same amount of money this year, right? I said, no. I said, what are you going to spend it on? Well, I don't know. What are you buying? Well, I don't know, but we know we need it. Oh, really? Really? Oh, okay. Tate DuPont. I ran into Tate DuPont coming out of boot camp Thursday, just like 2 days ago, like two working days ago. Oh, I need to come by and see you. I said, well, it's a little late. You know, athletic director at Brumley High School. So it's a little late for that. Really? Well, he said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'll let you know what we want. Oh, really? He said, let me know. He said, better than that. He said, I'll get Pettit to call you. He said, I'll talk to Pettit, and he'll just tell you what we want. Really? Well, we got a big pile of money. Just sitting there, and he's coming out. He's big old grabs and what. No matter where it goes or what it's for or nothing like that. Well, I took the time a couple of months ago when I was building this up to this tirade, and I went through the contributions we've made since when, Don, what year?
2007.
And I put percentages on it. And the football and the baseball programs in Brule have just about gotten to everything. I mean, we have the finest baseball field. I sat in the stands for the North Bend game. The guy said we have better than any junior college you've ever seen. I went out there the other day to boot camp. We got 150 baseballs laid in the batting cage, just laying on the ground for kids to come. Anytime they want to have batting practice, we have the finest dressing rooms there are, you know. But then the cheerleaders call me, Walton Moore, and calls me and says, no, don't. I'd rather if you wouldn't give to the cheerleaders because that's a private club. Really? $1,000? It's a private club, so you don't want me to give to them. Needless to say, you can probably tell, I'm a little PO'd about this whole recreation thing. Little PO'd about it. That, like, how hard is it for somebody to come and see me and explain the program to me? So what I'm going to tell you as a council, this is what I'm going to tell you. You put as much money as you want in recreation this year, we got money coming out of this, out behind. We in good shape money-wise. Got sales tax pouring in. We got all the money in the world. We can triple, quadruple what we usually give. You put it in there, but I'm going to tell you, if the people who want the money don't go through the process, you're going to have to pass a resolution to make me spend it. Like if Podunk such and such league says that you appropriate $5,000 for them, be ready to pass a resolution and say, I'm ordering you to give them the $5,000, because I'm not putting my name on a budget that's just throwing money into some outer space that we don't know where we throw it. Okay, that's my spiel, and I'm sticking to it. So y'all add whatever you want. It's at 6,000 right now.
I think the spending practice has been pretty defined by the last 6 or 7 years as far as invoicing from the vendors and from the organization.
Right. But that's after I've already gone through what I call vetting, asking the hard questions behind that door right there, like, where is this money really going? If we buy $1,000 worth of equipment, does that mean that somebody else gets to spend $1,000 for a hotel room or for tournaments on weekends and all? In other words, I'm going through the question and answer period that I really don't want to go through in the front and put in the public. I mean, I don't want to put somebody out there and start asking questions that imply that maybe they're not on the up and up. And I mean, you know, I'm realistic enough to know, but I've been there. I've coached before, and I know how that can be. So I remember one time I was on this board about 3 or 4 years ago, and they had this after-school program that cost $40 a semester. They would pick the kids up from school, bring them, feed them a snack, and provide them a tutor so they could study. And it came up in the board meeting. Somebody said, well, you know, it costs $40 a semester, half a year, unless they have a hardship. And there was a lady on the board with me. And man, I was just bristling with hardship. The lady on the board said, I'll tell you what. She says, let me determine if it's a hardship. The first 3 questions I'm going to ask you is, do you smoke, do you drink, and do you have a cell phone? Because if you can't afford $40 for your kid to be taken care of for half a year, you ain't no hardship. If you smoke, drink, or you have a cell phone. And that's the way I look at it. So some of these clubs and all that stuff, it's like, oh, yeah. I mean, I was out there Saturday and they had a baseball game at Brule High School. I don't know who was playing. It looked like some teenagers or something. They had the finest uniforms in the world. I mean, they went and got baseball bats and all that stuff out of the Brule gym or wherever the storage area is. But I thought, they can't need much. I mean, this is like playing in heaven, you know? So, you know, yeah. Okay, I'll stop talking. I promise.
Maybe we ought to come up with something that only allow brick and mortar or equipment, sports equipment and so forth, and does. So you don't get travel hotels and all that.
Wait. I'm sorry. I have to take back on what I just said. I have to take back. I have one more thing I want to say. And I'm going to choose my words carefully. The town of Addis had a mayor who'd been there for, I don't care, 40-something years.
32.
Long time. And Carol started out as mayor of Addis when they had to call the bank to see if the check would clear when he wrote a check. That's how poor they were. And he, over the years, established a fiscal policy of really tight to the vest. And I know this has come up in council meetings before, and I know it's been talked about outside of council meetings. Why does the town of Brule give money and Addis doesn't? And that's a fair question. The answer has always been because we do it, what we do is best for the kids. We look at it differently. Okay. Carol retired, had a different mayor. So months before they did their budget, and they do their budget at the end of the year, I went and talked to them. And I laid the whole thing out. You know, this is what's going on. And I suggested at that time, I said, I can understand if you don't want to go hog wild and go crazy, but I would like for you to consider some different things that we could do as a team. We could say Addis, Brule, and the parish are doing a particular project, and we can all proportion. I even suggested figuring out how many kids, what percentage go to Addis, what percentage go to Brule, which percentage go to the outlying areas, and that we would give the school board, and if it's a school board project, say, okay, you got this many percent, you got this many, you got this many. That way they could satisfy themselves that only their portion was going for the same portion of Addis kids. Had a very nice discussion. I don't run Addis. I can't tell him what to do. I asked him if he would please talk to his council members offline and see what their pulse is. They can't convince me they're poor because I know what they get and they get more to us. So, you know, I mean, that ain't an issue. It was a change in philosophy. Budget season came and went, and ain't nothing there. That's their town. They make their own decisions. But in the fairness of it, the discussion of the fairness, that something did change, which would, you know, be an opportunity for, a change in the way things were done, and it didn't happen. So.
Well, the town of Brule since 2007 put in $218,000.
That's right.
It's food.
In recreation stuff. Recreation stuff, yeah. We call recreation anything school-related, kids-related, stuff like that. You're right. I don't have to know exactly where it went, but yeah. It's been a lot of money. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I don't either.
I don't think there's a thing wrong with it. But what I'm going to go tirade. That's it. I don't know what I'm on problem. Anyway, so let's look. Whatever y'all want to do on the budget, not to stop.
That's right.
You piss around. It's usually around there. And you know, what was the last year's budget?
We had 25, I think, last year.
25,200. That's fine. I mean, we've got money in the bank. This has little or nothing to do with the fact that we're solvent or not solvent. We are very solvent. Okay. We got plenty of money.
This is the best budget.
We have paid for a brand new town hall. We have paid for a brand new police station. We got maintenance. We're buying some equipment this year in maintenance. But you have to beg Wayne to buy equipment because the equipment's in such good shape. We have a brand new maintenance room. We have a brand new storage archives facility. I can't think of a disaster that could come through that would put us in financial trouble. The levee break, I still think we'd be in good shape because we had the insurance to take care of it. But, I mean, so this is not a poor mouth deal where we don't have the money. This is a philosophical deal. And I don't want to get to where we just being, shall we say, taken for granted, like, oh, well, we only had to go, you know, nothing, just, they always there. That's not a good thing.
So all the phone calls since last month, you told them they had a lot?
Well, Walt pretty much killed the cheerleaders thing. I never thought I'd talk to them. I told Joe to come see me. He didn't come see me. I told Anatol that I needed more specifics. He couldn't tell me how much equipment he wanted to buy. He couldn't tell me anything. I said, well, I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes. And Tate, I didn't even answer him. I just walked out. I definitely didn't say yes. I just said whatever.
Have we in the past required a written plan of what they're going to?
Well, no, not necessarily written, no. But we all knew exactly.
And we had the invoices to show.
Yeah.
We didn't just give it to the group and say, go buy this.
You approved it before the invoices, before it was spent.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Like last year when we did that brick wall at the...
construction company, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm talking about, though, last year at this time, I had already sat down with them and they said, okay, this is our estimate for the whole job. If y'all would commit to this many dollars, then we can get the parent, the school board to do this, and then the booster club will put up this, and like somebody else is buying the net, and we said, well, why don't we, you know, I said, look, if this segment right here is the bricklayers and the bricks and all that stuff, why don't we just say we'll take care of bricks and y'all take care of everything else? Whoever you get it from. But it was known up front. So when we got the bill from the bricklayers, it wasn't a surprise. You know, that's all we're going to get. Same thing with when we bought Blue Dent equipment. We told them, whatever sporting goods store you build, you go to, have them build us, but we want a list. X number shoulder pads, small, X number shoulder pads, medium, X number shoulder pads, large. And then, so when we get it, it's not a surprise. We didn't just say, go spend $10,000 on anything you want to spend it on. It may sound nitpicky, but I can see anytime you're dealing with cash or you're dealing with sports organizations and you're dealing with any organization where there's a lot of money being handled by other people, and it's public money, you got to watch your step.
That football program last year was an excellent program.
It was not that had been
they expected 60, ended up with over 80 kids.
Yep.
And a lot of parents, coaches came out and worked with them. I mean, it's been a lot of voluntary time.
That's exactly what it was for. That's exactly what it was for.
So that money was well.
It was dead.
But you know,
I can't name you anything right now that we haven't spent the money on something well spent.
Right.
It's just the part of it that I'm having a hard time with is that we're being taken for granted, like, oh, well, you know, we'll just tell them whatever we want, and, you know, we're not going to pass through any questioning or any, you know, we're not, what the hell, just put it in there. We'll,
you know, I say we just leave what you have in there, and then if, as things come around, we'll take it on and as needed. That's right.
That'd be fine with me. I'm not telling you that you can't add something. I'm just telling you, I think what's right with it, and it doesn't have to be me. If y'all want to do it, you know, a committee or something like that, that's fine. It doesn't have to be me. But I'm not shy about asking a hard question. But, I'm not shy. So, and the budget, as far as the budget, Debbie made a mistake on the first page. And, she put 2.2 million in how much we estimated we're going to get this year in sales tax, but it really was 1.7.
They're not ordered by half
hour. Why is it Y'all not supposed to take this
time.
You know,
I'm the
All right, what else? Anything else? We're still on the budget, by the way.
But if y'all want to put in blue stuff, or
well, don't even know what I'm about.
We don't know.
I don't talk to blue. Right. I can't talk.
I mean, if he comes and talks to Joy, then we can amend the budget. Or
do it in time. Yeah.
We need to do
sure.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have a problem.
And I had the same issue with the levy project.
Right.
I want to put money in the levy project, and I said, give me a plan on something we can put the money
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Could give me a plan.
So it's not. I remember you saying that.
Ambiguous.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean...
If you're willing to take the money, but it's like, I need to have a fence, you know, something.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, we're fortunate that we're in a financial shape that we can manage it.
Well, I say we leave it and amend it if we have to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it.
I agree with you 100% on accountability and things like that.
And I don't want to be the guy that's the mayor when they say, oh, did you know that you gave $4,000 to XYZ Club, and we saw the coaches at a bar, and they had the money, and they were having a big old time. Whoa, time out. Those days went to really baseball with you, when you set that beer stand off. Those days are gone. There's too many cell phones. What are you smiling about, Mike?
They had a beer stand. They had a beer stand, and they didn't need the town money.
Let the record show that one of the citizens said there's nothing wrong with it. And another year and a half, and I'm not here. Give me the money, let's go drink beer.
And beautiful.
All right.
We don't want to go in the town and they have beer stand.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I want to compliment you on the budget, because this is, as I looked to it, I came and talked to you and Debbie, and I just had a very few things which we changed. And, I mean, it's, our revenues exceed our expenses. Well, he said it was your error, you said it was mine.
Yes.
He's your boss.
All right, what else? We all did.
Anybody else have anything?
All right, get a motion.
Move.
We have a public hearing?
Yeah, we already had a public hearing. We don't have one?
I'm over.
Okay.
I'll second.
And motion, Anisa, second, by Rhodes. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, roll call, my bad. Roll call, Rhodes, sorry, my bad.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushmaster?
Yes.
Councilmember Mason?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Next, ordinance number five, which says to make appropriation for the expenses of the town of Bruton sewer system for 2015-16, and to make provide relative to the expenditures of said appropriations. With that, open a public hearing on the sewer budget, and it's in the package, the balanced budget, so should be open. Hearing no, nothing from the audience, I close the public hearing, turn it over to council.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call, vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yep.
Councilmember Bushmaster?
Yes.
Councilmember Mason?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
All right, resolutions, introduction ordinances, there are none that I'm aware of. Resolution accommodations, consider resolution seven, appointment of the 14-15 auditor by the name of Wright, Moore, DeHart, Dupuy, and Hutchinson, LLC. Move, Mr. Bushmaster. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider resolution eight, trade 13 guns, surplus guns, weapons for five AR-15 patrol rifles. We discussed it last week at the committee meetings and...
And for the record, these are not assault weapons as described on TV.
Well, I thought it was difference anyway. It didn't affect, I thought the piece that she did was extremely positive. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I mean, I'm not as detail oriented as what I think you are.
No, I just heard the word.
Oh.
Except for question. It says as is. The five AR-15s, are they new ones or...
Yeah, brand new.
They're brand new?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the no warranty is only relative to the 13 that we're giving them?
Yes, sir.
So we're getting five brand new weapons with a warranty?
Yes, sir. Okay, well, then we need to change the wording. It says by either party.
Yeah.
Need to change that to...
So
I'm the one put that in here, by the way. No, I put that in.
So warranties by the town on the used weapons being traded.
Yeah, they make the manufacturer warranties on that.
So by town on used weapons being traded or new weapon.
Councilman, did y'all hear what you just said?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, we'll, if you want to make a motion to approve the resolution with the wording changes verbalized by the town attorney, that would be a nice move. Move by Ms. Bridgewater. And second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Aye.
You said all opposed, say nay.
Well, 4-1, 4-1. Okay, police department report.
All right, for the month of May, we had 10 house alarms, two ambulance calls. We assisted other agencies 11 times, two damage to property, 60 services, one fire call. We had one health hazard that was had spilled, poured out of the system of traffic. There was some kind of diesel added that spilled on the road on LA1, poured out about 2 weeks ago. Two medical emergencies, one open door on the lawn, wasn't any theft. One private line accident, one suspicious vehicle, one theft. Nine traffic accidents, three traffic complaints, 47 traffic stops that led into a report being made. Two warrant arrests. And for the month, we had 350 citations, 460 violations, 36 vehicles impounded for no insurance, and nine driver suspension.
I don't have any questions about this report. It's fine. It's great.
What happened today with manhole cover and David?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? Did they ever figure out what happened?
I don't know what happened.
Text about whether they were at the...
Wayne says the manhole cover came up and...
They had some weird flange underneath the manhole cover. I'm not sure what the flange, it must have either made the lid fit properly or maybe a little higher. But the flange under the lid was screwed in with some set screws.
Yeah.
And it looked like they backed out. Got a bunch of trucks that hit it. It just kind of popped up.
It went in the manhole and off the cover.
Yeah, the truck had a manhole. The truck backed, jumped up in there.
But do you know what it takes to lift the manhole cover? I mean, to get it outside that ring and...
Yeah, I just, I must have, I think one of the heavy trucks with that asphalt maybe kind of dislodged it a little bit. Yeah, he had a Dodge, it was four-wheel drive, big heavy truck. It might have been...
It was Chris Sharp's.
It was bad.
Yeah. Oh, was that?
It's lucky it wasn't in serious.
Oh, I heard it was bad, yeah.
Yeah, that...
Main Street.
It's drawn, it's drawn.
On Main Street, right there by the...
Highway.
By Lake Street, right where the T is.
It dislodged the manhole cover about 4 feet.
It left a dent ground when it landed it.
Oh, those things.
Both axles on the truck was knocked. It was bad. Lucky nobody was really hurt.
They thought he had a broken collarbone. I think he just bruised up right before it came in.
Yeah.
The collarbone was not...
That's a freak accident there. I've never seen that.
I can't imagine what it takes to get one of those manhole covers out of that ring. Once it's out, I can do a lot of damage, but get it out of that ring, my God. That don't make sense to me.
They found the right lid and...
Where'd you get that thing from?
Denham Springs. The only place that had the correct lid went home. Hopefully that never happened.
Anything else with Chief?
Man, it wasn't a police mobile.
No.
Keep doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
It sure changes things on court day around here. Lord, mercy. Pouring in, man. Correspondence, Ms. Bourgeois received a letter. I didn't, but Ms. Bourgeois did. Dear Ms. Bourgeois, I am writing to you as I do not know the specific person to send this letter of appreciation. I would like to thank the responsible party for installing the sloped segment of the sidewalk on the southwest corner of Julian and Quinn Streets. I am a daily walker through the old Brule section of our town, and this addition is very helpful for me as well as for others who utilize this area in a pedestrian mode. Please know that I appreciate the town's efforts in this regard. I pass it on to Wayne again, so I think it's very nice. From Henry, Sonia, and Judy. Very nice. Don't get those enough. Mayor's report. Okay, I got a some of you have, if you read the West Side Journal, have noticed that there's a, some, there's a thing going on with the parish council regarding property and rezoning of property and variances and all that stuff as it relates to this cabbage farm. They ended up going to court, and the court ruled against the parish council and all that other stuff. And I've attended those, some of them, not all of them, some of them, and I know the issue. We have recently had one where there was a use of the Board of Adjustments and then variances and stuff like that. So I decided to start doing some study on, like, what is the difference between a variance, a Board of Adjustments, and a rezoning? And I pulled up the state laws, and I pulled up Wikipedia stuff, and I looked at a legal dictionary and all that stuff. And the more I read, the more I was convinced that I didn't know the difference between the three of them. So I said, man, you know, I don't know what to do about this. Well, I went to a meeting. CRPC had an executive board meeting last week, and Jamie Setz, who is the executive director, in a side conversation, said that he had hired a girl, Kim Surik or something like that. She's from Washington State originally. He had hired a girl whose expertise was in land use stuff. You know, and Jamie said he knew a lot about federal highways, so he didn't know nothing about that. So I told him what my quandary was. I said, I need to understand as a building official, when I get something that's not exactly like it's supposed to, how do I know whether I'm going to send it to the Board of Adjustments, send it for rezoning, or send it for variance, or all of the above, or what? He said, well, why don't I have her get hold of you? So I made an appointment with her today, and me and Wayne and her sat down at 10 o'clock today, and we talked for an hour and a half. And the things that are very obvious is this girl knows what she's talking about. She knows it from a legal standpoint as well as a practical standpoint. She knows that there's no way you can ever absolutely guarantee that whatever call you make is exactly right. And I'm talking about call, like whether or not to send it to the Board of Adjustments or variance or rezoning. There's a lot of different things that can happen. But the CRPC is a service organization, and one of Jamie Setz's goals is to do more outreach to help other communities. It kind of gotten away from that after Don left. And so one of the things is to go out and help communities like us figure it out. Well, she was on her way. I think she had an appointment with Pee-wee this afternoon. She was going to tell Pee-wee some things that about what West Baton Rouge is doing that could be improved. So where are we at with her? She's coming, I don't know what day, she's going to make arrangements with Patricia, but she's coming back. She's going to look at all the variances we've had for the last year or two. She's going to look at everything we've ever done, and she's going to see what we got. And then one of the goals, well, there's a lot of goals, but one of the primary goals is that she's going to try to help us put stuff in our ordinance that gives more guidance to whoever the building official is as to how to direct things and how to be more consistent about how we direct things. Right now, the way it's done, frankly, Wayne and I sit down and say, well, do you think it's this? Well, we did old Joe 2 years ago that way. What about this? Well, you know, we did old Bill this way 2 years ago, 5 years ago. And we just kind of like, geez, what is the right way to do this, you know? So, and she says it's very common for people to have that problem, and also as a resource, which I'm definitely going to take advantage of, she says when we do have plats that come in that are not exactly like, you know, they don't fit in a nice cookie cutter, then she would have no problem giving an advisory opinion on what the proper way to do it is. So I think this young lady here is an opportunity for us to improve ourselves quite a bit, and she is very interested in doing it. Her boss wants her to do it for us, and I think ultimately some of these real sticky issues, maybe we can have them in the right forum. That's the good news. The bad news is that Board of Adjustments, we'll have to have a rebirth of the Board of Adjustments the way it's supposed to be. That is, the council won't be the Board of Adjustments. I know y'all are crushed about that. I know that's going to break your heart.
The only thing funner than that was the community action.
Yeah, exactly. But I told her, I said, we're not changing, whether we're legal or we're not legal, whatever, you know, whatever's the right way we're supposed to do it, we're not changing anything in midstream, because if we change everything right now without having the proper, you know, everything in place, then we'll have chaos on our hands. Because somebody will come in with a plat, and we won't even have people who are set for Board of Adjustments. They won't even have been trained, nothing. So that plat will sit on the side, and I said, we're not doing that. So she agreed that you can't turn that battleship that fast. But my point in all this is we have now, I think, a resource that is going to be very valuable from both a legal standpoint and a practical standpoint of how to best guide us through issues in the future. So I'll keep y'all posted on that. That's a very good thing. As I said last week, I went to a meeting in Republic. The garbage people said that they're getting up there. All their trucks are going to run on CNG and not diesel in the near future, and that's a lot less noise and a whole lot less pollution, which I guess is good. An engineer with I-10BR came to see me, and I think those traffic surveys that it says in the announcements, yeah, I think a lot of people are doing them. I know I've talked to some people, and they said they're doing them, so that's a good thing. I think, yeah, y'all, Live Oak is done, right? They finished Live Oak?
Finished
today, and they'll be getting on Orleans Quarters in the next couple of days.
Yeah,
probably tomorrow.
And then sweep it,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got to clean up, too. They got to clean up stuff on the side. Did they do the transitions for each person's driveway yet or not? The little...
No, but it's not bad.
It was rounded on the side.
All right. Anyway, they did a lot to they almost finished, really. And as of last week, every slab is poured on Orleans West. Every single one. Phase one. The back part. Phase two is across the street from my house, but phase one. Every slab has been poured, which is good news for the roads and good news for development. I think he said 8 houses are still not sold or something like that. But anyway, they are very close to finishing. I know they're way down on the end with all of our workers. But that's all I have. Remarks are personal. Oh, is that Quinn?
Oh, hi.
Hey, stand up, Quinn.
He's here once before.
This is Quinn Welch. He's our new editor, or he's an editor, right, of the West Side Journal?
Yes, sir.
We met him at the chamber, I believe, and said he'd be coming tonight.
No.
Welcome, you're always welcome. Call us anytime you need any information.
Hello.
All right, welcome to West Baton Rouge.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when are they going to put at the corner of West Main and
La Mobile? That was that plat that was approved tonight. It's 3 houses. They're going to put 3 houses there.
On that corner?
Yeah.
Well, they already got one.
Yeah, we're going to put 2 more, yeah.
I heard they were building a grocery store there. Oh.
No. I'll talk to you after the meeting. I'll tell you what that's all about.
Oh. We wanted to know about the display case with the little name plaques.
Okay. All right. Yeah. For any veterans or anybody, there's a sign in there, but all the name plates have been removed. And the little emblems of each service have been removed. The nameplates are going to be replaced with brand new, and they're going to look really nice. And then the medallions are going to be polished up. So that we didn't quit doing it. It just so happens right around now. Is when it going to be next?
Before
July 4th.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody with a marshal personal privilege? Anyone else?
I just wanted to say I attended the Memorial Day ceremony at the courthouse, and it was very touching. Jared Heining, Heining's grandson, spoke and talked about being reunited with his bomb-sniffing dog from Afghanistan after he was sent home. Anyway, it was very touching. I'd like for us to put a pop-up so that in May, at the beginning of May, our May meetings, we can put that on the agenda, because they have that ceremony every year on Memorial Day, at 10 o'clock on the courthouse grounds.
Okay, that's a good idea. Anybody else, remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
That lot we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
I want to pursue that, near where they're doing that levy project, to possibly make some parking. Oh, yeah. Packing lane owns it, and kind of tell them what we had in it.
I would be more than happy to talk to Packy about it. I would like for, if you have an opinion in the next 24, 48 hours, give me a call, write me an email, do anything, and let me know what you think the not to exceed amount would be, if you don't want me to go any higher than a certain amount, if you have an opinion. Tom did some research for me, and I know what he paid for it, and, you know, I know Packy personally, I mean, he's, you know, in fact, we owe Packy something, because he's the guy that came to see me years ago and said, we need to get a parish-wide inspector, which you mean has resulted in a wonderful thing. But anyway, I don't think he's going to want to lose any money on a deal, but he might sell it to us if we talk to him. And, you know, and I don't, for those of you not familiar with that lot, there's really three lots. Two of them face...
Is that Street Julian or...
Whatever street, yeah, it faces, two of them face, and I think the one we're interested in is the one that faces on...
Berg Street,
which is like where the...
Trying.
Side of the west.
I don't think we're interested in the whole thing, but anyway.
Everybody knows you say that.
So anyway, I think he might, you know, for the right price, he would be interested in doing it. Tom could also mention his mom was involved in a levy project.
Leverage, man.
I might mention it to his mom, too.
Have you had a chance to call people on the mud hole over here?
Yes, that's an interesting story. Hello, hey Leo, how you doing? Fine. I said, where you at? Italy. I said, what? He said, I'm on a cruise in Italy. I said, well, I'm definitely not going to talk to Bill Swiffer right now. When you get back, you call me. I think he's coming back later on this week.
Okay.
But I called him. That's a, I don't know why people do that. It's crazy, that big old mud hole is terrible. But I'm gonna...
They can put 2 hours, 90 degrees and stop.
Yeah.
And we can go clean it up, yeah.
Like the yellow, fire tape and put it in the center by the big hole, put something like that on it.
Roofing nails. No, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but maybe our police department needs to roof something at night. No, but we, no, I called Leo, he's in Italy, he wasn't in. Anything else? Anybody? Okay. Announcements, town hall is closed on July 4th, and please take the traffic survey at www.i10br.com. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Mr. Lambert, second, Mr. Richard, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay, is the opposite. Audience have a comment, though, please.
7:26.
And I want you to learn on that date, any disciplinary action at this time.